When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're here for one last Instant Reaction podcast. This podcast, as always, is brought to you by Prize Picks, the official daily fantasy sports app of CLNS Media. Download the app and put in the promo code CLNS, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. All right, Matt, Patriots on the clock in the seventh round, and they go offense once again, and it is a guy that we both really like. I think he was a guy that a lot of people thought would go a lot earlier. But Jaheim Bell is the pick at 231.
Yeah, this is still very much a raw projection and traits-based guy, but he tested very well. He's a great athlete. He's explosive. He's fast. He's a little undersized for a tight end, but I think he's an ideal tight end too in today's NFL. He's a move tight end. I think you can line him up at fullback if you want to. It's not going to be a great blocker, but you can use him almost like the Kyle Juszczyk. I think that's, if you're going to max out what Jaheim Bell can be, it might end up looking something like that. Babe, still, by that's good of a blocker. But yeah, just a fun player, versatile. And with what Alex Van Pelt has done with his offense in the past, mm-hmm. I think this is a great scheme fit.
Yeah, one of the comps that someone said was Jonnu Smith, which I thought was interesting. Obviously, yeah. Didn't work out here in New England, right? But was a guy that went to, you know, that went to Atlanta and was instantly successful in Atlanta. And so, you know, again, you know, and Vitor says in the chat that, like, he may not make the team, which he might. He might not make the team at all, for sure. He's a seventh round pick. There's no guarantee that that's the case. But, you know, it's one of those situations that you look at and say, hey, you know, like, he's an interesting prospect. And to be available at pick 231, I think you have to take a chance on a guy like that, because it makes a ton of sense for what you're looking at. And again, most people had him as a fifth or sixth round pick, right? He was the 10th ranked tight end on the Beast. And in most places you saw, a fifth round grade on it. It's like, all right, a last pick in the seventh round, let's just take a shot and see what happens, you know?
Yeah, and it's I actually really like his odds of making the team, because I don't have a fullback right now, right. And sure. Their second and third tight ends are guys, you know, Austin Hooper's an older guy, and the guy they just signed from Cincinnati is just, you know, that could be a camp body. It's a very expendable guy. So if Bell shows you anything that's worth developing, then he is a guy who I think has a really good shot at making the roster for a pick at 231, like a day three pick. He had 503 receiving yards in Florida State last year as really the third option on that team behind Johnny Wilson and Keon Coleman. 2 touchdowns through the air. He also had a rushing touchdown. Mm-hmm. And you go back 2 years when he was at South Carolina, he had 497 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. He also had 3 rushing touchdowns in 2022. He's a tight end who you can hand the ball off to. I think he tested well. He's got good balance, high effort guy. I think you're just seeing if you can get the technique and the skills to match some of the physical abilities that he has.
Yeah, no, and that's totally true. And you know, the Beast just finishes off and says overall, I just read that wrong. I was looking at his, and then I scrolled down to go. It says, overall, Bell isn't a dynamic weapon, but he has pass-catching talent, and NFL teams will like his contact balance, as you just said, and competitive chops as a blocker, receiver, and after the catch. A similar player to Houston Texans' Brevin Jordan, he can earn a number 2 tight end role. So Brevin Jordan was a guy that I liked a lot that Houston took a few years back, and so Bell was kind of that same type of player. He's not as polished as Brevin Jordan was coming out of Miami, but you take a dart throw, and again, we saw AVP's offense, and David Njoku's a guy that had struggled for years in in Cleveland. And we looked at it and said, okay, well, we kind of like him and he's pretty good and he has this and he has that. But we had never really seen it from Njoku over the course of a season. And then you saw what Njoku did last year in that. Now, Jaheim Bell, like, let's be serious. Jaheim Bell's not doing that this year by any stretch of the imagination. But is there a way that the way AVP schemes his tight ends open and the way he uses him, that there's a chance that we see him have a little bit of production this year? And I think that that's one of those things where, yes, we have Hunter Henry. That's great. That's all we got is Hunter Henry, really, you know, unless you're talking, you know, end of the roster type guys. So I think it was smart to bet on a guy like Jaheim Bell, and maybe it doesn't work, but I like the thought.
Yeah, this is as good a bet as you are going to get at this point in the draft. So I love it. I'm excited for it. I can't wait to get this guy into camp and see what he can do. I think he's a great scheme fit. He's a guy I would have considered as high as, you know, the pick where they took Marcellus Dial there at 137. Mm-hmm. So I think getting him at this point, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, Dial was 180, but yes, you're right. Same.
Oh, sorry.
Same idea. Right. Yes, but I feel the same way.
I'm thinking 137, the old pick they had.
That's what they had. Right.
He was on my board when they took Javon Baker.
I mean, that's, you know, it's one of those things, and I kind of feel the same way where I looked at it and said, hey, you know, I like what he brings to the table. Of course, not far from a finished product, right? Far from a finished product, but a guy that, you know, when you're doing mock drafts and things like you consider in that fifth round area. And so take a shot at him and you're hoping on the upside and you're hoping that he can learn the position better and play the position well in this type of offense. Go ahead.
One note on him, I said 497 for receiving yards, 503 in 2021 and 2023. You go back to 2022, his last year at South Carolina, 231 receiving yards, 261 rushing yards. That's right. We're about a tight end with 261 rushing yards at one point in his career. Get him the ball in space and he can make plays for you.
Right. And that's what it comes down to. And again, you're not taking this guy, you know, this isn't, we're drafting, you know, who's the Rambo kid from that they drafted in 2020, Dalton Keene, right? You're not drafting him in the fourth round. You're drafting him in the seventh round, right? And you look at it and say, hey, as a seventh round pick, let's just take a flyer and see what happens, you know? And I love the fact that they focused on offense and they clearly understood our offense wasn't good enough last year. It needs to improve. Let's go out and make it better. And that's what they did. And that was their goal this year, and they did it. And so, look, I think there's a lot of question marks about a lot of these guys, but I do like the idea that they're at least trying to, you know, to make their offense better. And again, in a perfect world, some of these guys are contributing right away. Maybe some of them will wait until 2025, and that's okay as well. But we're making every attempt to make our offense better and more explosive, and that's exactly what they should be doing.
Yeah. So, I also note, I said in the last episode that Joe Milton potential position switch to tight end. He shot that down pretty quickly in his post-draft presser. Media appearance there. So I'll take those words back. He's just going to be a quarterback, it looks like. But so we'll see how that experiment goes.
Yes, that's correct. Seems like that is not going to be the case. All right, so that's going to do it for Jaheim Bell here. Now, listen, Matt's going to a concert tonight. We will not have a reaction show to the draft tonight. We are going to have Thor Nystrom on at some point this week. It's becoming it's a yearly tradition to have Thor on to do a draft grades for the Patriots and also talk about a few other teams as well. I'm sure we'll get into his Minnesota Vikings and what they did with J.J. McCarthy. So that will be at some point this week. We'll let you know when that happens. I'm going to have a draft grades article out on Pat's Pulpit in the morning. And so, you know, you can certainly read that or even in the afternoon. I'm not 100% sure when it's coming out, but it's definitely coming out tomorrow. But we'll have a ton of draft coverage over the week. We may do a separate show outside of the Thor Nystrom show as well, breaking down the draft and just talking about where we go from here. So, but thank you so much for following along today and yesterday and Thursday. We appreciate it. We had a ton of fun. This is like my favorite weekend of the entire year. So it's great. And I think the Patriots got, I think at the end of the day, the Patriots are a significantly better roster than they were on Thursday morning. And I think that makes a big difference. That's all you're trying to do. And I think they did it.
Yeah. Excited. So, let's get to work.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Let's get to work. So, all right, guys, thanks so much. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you this week with some draft grades.